You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. At a time when exports in many sectors are either sliding or at best remaining stable, smartphone shipments from India crossed Rs 50,000 crore mark during April-November 2022, up 110% compared to the same period last year. This is also 10% higher from Rs 45,000 crore registered during the entire FY22. The main contributors to this massive growth are Apple contract manufacturers Foxconn, Pegatron and Wistron, and Samsung. Nearly 40% of the Rs 50,000 crore worth of smartphones exported from India are iPhones, with Apple exports to Europe, West Asia and Asian countries. Except China. Samsung and a range of small exporters, most of which are Indian device makers, contributed the remaining 60%. Apple's vendors and Samsung are participants in the smartphone PLI scheme announced by the government in April 2020. In summer economy news, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Monday said the notes in circulation in the economy rose 8% as of December 2nd from a year before to Rs 31.93 trillion. Between March 2016 and March 2022, the notes in circulation rose from Rs 16.42 trillion to Rs 31.06 trillion. This means it grew from the pre-demonetization level of 10.7% of GDP in FY16 to 13.1% in FY22. In a reply to the Lok Sabha, the finance minister said, the demand for currency depends upon several macroeconomic factors, including economic growth and level of interest rates. The mission of the government, Sitharaman said, is to move towards a less cash economy to reduce generation and circulation of black money and to promote digital economy. On to the industry sector. Google, which has stakes in two of the country's largest telecom operators, Reliance Jio and Bharti Airtel, will now shift its focus to startups in India. The US tech giant earmarked $300 million for the investments in startups, with a fourth of the fund to be set aside for entities led by women, Google CEO Sundar Pichai said on Monday. These investments are part of the $10 billion India Digitization Fund, which the tech giant launched in 2020. The stake buys in Jio and Bharti were also part of this fund. Speaking at the Google for India event, Pichai said India has an opportunity to provide scale to startups across its markets, which is difficult in places like Europe. In his first visit to India since the pandemic, Pichai said the country will be a big export economy and it needs to create a balance between safeguarding citizens and enabling companies to innovate with its framework. He said that technology is working at a big scale and touching lives of people around the world, which calls for framing, responsible and balanced regulation. Meanwhile, amid the debate over moonlighting by employees, the centre on Monday said the current laws don't permit a worker in an establishment to take up employment in addition to her job there that could hurt the interest of her employer. Rameswar Teli, Minister of State for Labour and Employment, said that as per the Industrial Employment Act 1946, a worker shall not be at any time work against the interest of the industrial establishment in which she is employed and shall not make any employment in addition to her job in the establishment which may adversely affect the interest of her employer. Responding to a question in the Lok Sabha by MP Sumalata Ambarish, Teli said the government is not conducting any study on moonlighting in the country. In response to another question on whether the government has observed that layoffs are happening as a result of moonlighting, Teli said there is no specific information available to indicate that layoffs are happening due to moonlighting. And lastly, the government on Monday introduced a bill in the Lok Sabha to repeal 60-odd archaic laws. Law Minister Kiran Rijiju tabled the repealing and amending Bill 2022, which also intends to repeal the obsolete Land Acquisition Act 1885 and correct a patent error in another law by replacing certain words. The bill also provides for repeating the Telegraph Wires Act 1950. Under the law, whoever is found or is proved to have been in possession of any quantity of telegraph wires shall, unless he proves that the telegraph wires came into his possession lawfully, be punishable for the first offence with imprisonment for a term which may extend to 5 years or with fine. The bill also aims to repeal certain appropriation acts passed by Parliament in the recent past. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.